Retailers JCPenney and Kohl's report a decline in sales.
You know, it's a mixed bag out there because you've had companies like Walmart and Macy's doing okay, but clearly Kohl's and Penney signaled a big slowdown, and, you know, it's concerning.
Plus, Democrats face new pressure to begin impeachment proceedings against the president. And this summer, some parents consider sending their kids to YouTube camp. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to our story on retail earnings, here are some other top stories we're following. Former White House counsel Don McGahn did not appear at a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, despite a subpoena from the panel. The Trump administration had directed McGahn to rebuff Congress's subpoena, touching off another battle between lawmakers and the White House. House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler says the panel will still seek McGahn's testimony.
The president took it upon himself to intimidate a witness who has a legal obligation to be here today. This conduct is not remotely acceptable. When this committee issues a subpoena, even to a senior presidential advisor, the witness must show up. Our subpoenas are not optional.
The Wall Street Journal reports that McGahn, who spent over 30 hours speaking with special counsel Robert Mueller, is considered a key witness to the president's efforts to shut down the Mueller investigation. After McGahn's no-show on Tuesday, Democratic leaders are facing new pressure to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Wall Street Journal reporter Natalie Andrews has more from Capitol Hill.
Several Democrats today said that the president's moves to block Mr. McGahn's testimony on top of his vow to block congressional demands for documents and other testimony really marked a key moment for them. Representative Mary Gay Scanlon, she's a Democrat from Pennsylvania, she said it was time to start an impeachment inquiry, which is new for her. And she specifically said that Mr. McGahn's no-show was the reason why she came out in support of that turn. She wants to see members of the White House respond to a subpoena. And other members are just saying that they see an impeachment inquiry as inevitable, even if they're not 100% supporting it right now. As for what's next, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Democrats in a caucus meeting on Tuesday that she will hold a special meeting on Wednesday to discuss oversight and investigations, and that's according to two people who were in the room.
That's The Wall Street Journal's Natalie Andrews reporting from Washington, D.C. Industry insiders tell The Wall Street Journal that the U.S. has slowed hiring of Chinese nationals for engineering jobs at companies like Intel and Qualcomm. Companies need to get licenses to hire foreign workers if they're working on sensitive technology. Sources say that process, which once took weeks, is now taking up to 6 or 8 months, limiting companies' access to talent. The slowdown comes as trade talks between the U.S. and China have stalled. A Wall Street Journal analysis has found more students, especially from affluent areas, are getting special accommodations, including more time on the SAT and ACT college entrance exams. Federal data shows the number of students who receive special accommodations is on the rise across the nation. The journal's analysis of the data found that public schools in wealthier areas, meaning no more than 10% of students are eligible for free or reduced-cost lunch, have a higher average percentage of students who have a 504 designation. That designation gives students with difficulties like anxiety special accommodations, like more time or a separate test-taking space. At wealthier schools, an average of 4.2% of students have 504 designations. That's compared to an average of 1.6% of students at public schools in poorer areas, where at least 75% of students receive free or reduced-cost lunch. For more on The Wall Street Journal's analysis, visit our website, wsj.com. JCPenney and Kohl's, the latest retailers to report earnings, both saw a decline in sales in the latest quarter. Joining me now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. Suzanne, while both of these companies saw declines, different factors were at play for each of them. What can you tell us about what led to the sales declines for JCPenney and Kohl's?
The big surprise was Kohl's, which had been doing pretty well for most of last year. They started to see things slow a bit in the fourth quarter and then slowed much more in the first quarter of this year. They blamed it on weather and the fact that some of their competitors were a lot more promotional. So they're going to step up their promotions, and they've got some initiatives that they hope will get the sales growing again later in the year. For instance, they have a partnership with Amazon where you can return items bought on Amazon to any Kohl's store by July. You'll be able to do that. With Penny, you know, they've been just in the dumper for a long time. They've gone through many, many management changes. They've, you know, since the days of Ron Johnson, the former Apple exec who tried to really overhaul that company, they haven't been able to find their footing. They have yet a new CEO in place who is just trying to do get some of the basic things right, like the, ordering the right goods, marketing them the right way, having, you know, not having too much inventory. And she hasn't fully outlined what her big strategic vision is for the company yet. So we'll have to wait and see. But, they, you know, that has been they've been hurting and they continue to hurt. But Kohl's was the reversal that kind of caught everybody by surprise.
When we look at other recent retail earnings, Walmart and Macy's both reported growing sales. What's helped those retailers stay ahead of the curve that others haven't been doing?
I mean, Walmart's been very aggressive in trying to be competitive with Amazon. You know, they've bought Jet. They've bought, you know, a whole bunch of companies. They've been spending a lot of money fixing up their stores. Macy's also has been, you know, trying all sorts of new ideas. They bought this company Story that they're, you know, incorporating into their stores where, like, the format changes every 4 to 6 weeks, the product and the theme changes over. They're trying to just make their stores a lot more exciting. And so they're starting to see a little bit of traction there. And then, you know, of course, the big winner today was TJX, which owns the TJ Maxx and Marshall's discount chains. And they just continue to take share from all the other apparel sellers. Their same-store sales were up 5%. You know, every quarter they seem to grow even more. And, you know, it's just they offer this amazing value. You know, that's really the name of the game today.
What about the ongoing threat of tariffs? We heard from Macy's when they reported earnings that another round could impact the furniture business. What are you hearing from retailers overall about the threat of tariffs?
Well, they're obviously all very concerned, and the increase recently on the third tranche to 25% from 10% is starting to eat into margins, Kohl's said. But the big game changer for most retailers will be if this fourth tranche goes into effect that would cover all Chinese imports, and that's what they're all sort of gearing up for. They're talking to their suppliers about shifting production out of China, what goods could withstand a price increase, what couldn't, what are there any lines they might have to stop selling. This is like the work they're going through now.
Suzanne, you and I have spoken many times about the challenges facing brick and mortar retailers as consumer habits are changing, and especially as they try to compete with Amazon. You did mention Kohl's partnership with Amazon. But in general, are retailers doing enough to stay competitive online?
You know, it really varies by retailer. For most of them, it is a game of catch-up, and no matter how much they spend, Amazon is spending more and is ahead of them. You could see that with Amazon's recent announcement for Prime to members to get one-day shipping. You know, a lot of retailers are still shipping in like 5 to 7 days, and so Amazon just leapfrogged ahead of them again, and it's really, really hard. A lot of these companies just don't have the money to keep up.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner on JCPenney and Kohl's latest earnings. Thanks so much, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Now, on to some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. Urban Outfitters is launching a clothing rental service this summer to compete with the likes of Rent the Runway. The service will cost $88 a month, and consumers will be allowed to borrow 6 items from Urban Outfitters, Free People, and Anthropologie, as well as some outside labels. The clothing rental market is growing, according to Global Data Retail. The firm reports that the rental apparel market has been growing by more than 20% annually. And the U.S. Postal Service is the latest to test autonomous vehicles, with a 1,000-mile run between Phoenix and Dallas. The Postal Service says it's conducting a 2-week pilot hauling trailers on 5-round trips between distribution centers, with relay teams of safety drivers and engineers riding in the trucks. The Postal Service and others are looking into how driverless trucks can help reduce costs and improve efficiency. And finally, it's almost time for summer camp, and you may be surprised to learn there are camps dedicated to teaching kids how to be the next YouTube star. The Wall Street Journal's family and tech columnist Julie Jargon has more.
Yes, there are camps around the country and in Canada, too, where kids can learn how to shoot video, mix sound, and develop their own personal brand for the purposes of creating YouTube videos. Parents are split on the issue of allowing their children to appear on YouTube. Concerns over predators and bullying have some parents saying, "No way." Others see YouTube as a good outlet where their children can express their creativity.
We'd like to know what you think. Would you let your child create a YouTube channel? Tell us why or why not by tweeting us at WSJ Podcasts or emailing us at whatsnews@wsj.com. That's What's News for this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.